from Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Curran here, saying hello and welcome to the program. There was a Christian man once witnessing to a skeptic, and he just quoted the Word of God, but the skeptic responded, "I don't believe in that book." And yet the Christian man went on to give him more of the Word. The skeptic again remarked, "I don't believe the Word." But the believer kept giving him more and more of the precious Word of God, and at last that skeptic was reached and won for the Lord Jesus. Later the believer said, "When I have proved a good sword which does the work, I just keep right on using it." And that's what we need. Skeptics, infidels, may say that they don't believe in the Bible. It's not our work to make them believe in it. That is the work of the Holy Spirit of God. Our work is to give them the Word of God, not to preach our theories or our ideas about the Word, but just to proclaim the Word that the Lord has given to us. And it's my prayer as you listen to God's Word today, as the Reverend Ivan Foster proclaims it from Mark's Gospel, that if you're not saved, you will come to a saving knowledge of God in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning and welcome to our program. Please settle back with your Bible now as we spend a few minutes considering the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're looking at Mark chapter 5, and we will take up our reading where we left off in our last program. We're beginning at the verse 21. Mark chapter 5, verse 21. "And when Jesus was passed over again by ship unto the other side, much people gathered unto him, and he was nigh unto the sea. And behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. And when he saw him, he fell at his feet, and besought him greatly, saying, My little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live. And Jesus went with him, and much people followed him and thronged him." We'll return to those verses in a moment or two, but first of all, let's have a hymn. It's one of Isaac Watts' great hymns, "When I Survey the Wondrous Cross."
Thank you.
Let's turn then to the verses that we read together. We meet a new face. We're introduced to another individual whose life was bound up with that of Christ. His name is Jairus. He was a pretty important person in that area. He was a ruler of the synagogue. Not all the religious rulers of Israel in the day of the Lord Jesus were antagonistic to him. Many of them, of course, were. And indeed, it was their antagonism that in the end led to the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus. But some of the rulers of the synagogues were devout believers in Christ. When they heard him preach, they were convinced that he was indeed the Messiah. And here is one of them. His name, as I said, was Jairus. Paul the Apostle, when he wrote to the Corinthians, and you can read this for yourself in 1 Corinthians, the chapter 1, beginning at the verse 26, Paul said that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. You know, it is an astonishing fact that not many of the great men of the world will ever get to heaven. Their greatness stands in the way of them getting to heaven. Being great in their own eyes, they refuse to see themselves for what they truly are, lost and undone sinners in the sight of God. And of course, until you see yourself as a lost and undone sinner, you will never seek wholeheartedly unto Christ for salvation. But Jairus was one of the exceptions. Yes, he was a learned man. He was an influential man. He most likely was quite a rich man. But he was a humble man. And he willingly, readily, quickly, in his hour of need, publicly approached the Lord Jesus Christ and sought his help. Listen to his request. He says in verse 23, "My little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live." Here's a man pleading in prayer for his little daughter. Let me say to the mothers and fathers who may be listening to our broadcast today, here's how to handle problems with our children. Here's what we ought to do when there is in the life of our children that which we are not able to cope with. We ought, like Jairus, to bring our burden to the Lord. He comes with this plea for Christ to come and touch his little daughter. This is what we ought to do, you know, with problems with our children. How earnest he was in his seeking of the Lord Jesus. Oh, prayer is counted such a casual thing. I well recall, before I was converted, how I frequently went to church and I prayed, or so I thought. I mumbled my way through some liturgy that I could have easily read with clarity, for it was there in a book before me. But my mind wasn't on it. I wasn't really interested in what I was doing. My thoughts drifted anywhere but to the subject matter in hand. But oh, I tell you, this man, when he was praying, he was earnestly praying. So much passes for prayer that is not prayer at all. It says, he came to Jesus and he fell at his feet. Now, we have been looking recently at the man of the Gadarene area. And you remember how we read, and it's just a few verses up the chapter there, how after he was converted and delivered from the power of sin and the devil, he sat at the feet of Jesus. At the feet of Jesus is the place for the humble, believing soul. And here is Jairus, and he tells us so much about himself. Just by doing this one thing, he fell at the feet of Jesus. What reverence he had for the Savior. What regard he had for the Savior. How he held the Savior in awe. He fell at his feet. Before the eyes of all his neighbors, He prostrated himself before the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, didn't I tell you he was a true believer? He fell at his feet and he besought him greatly. Oh, what strong pleadings this man had as he sought the Lord for his child. May God help us to pray, especially in days like this, when our children face so much by way of satanic and evil opposition and temptation. May God help us to pray like Jairus and beseech the Lord greatly for our children. He expresses his faith in the Lord Jesus. He says, "My little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her that she may be healed and she shall live." There he expresses his confidence in the Lord Jesus. He was a believer in the Lord Jesus. There were no ifs or buts or perhaps or maybes in his prayer. He believed that the Lord Jesus could heal his daughter. Very quickly, notice Christ's response. Way back when we began our study in the Gospel of Mark, I said to you all that you would find in Mark's Gospel that Christ is portrayed as the servant. He is always going about his Father's business. And what a willing servant he is. What a ready servant he is. He took no time off, it would appear. He never was too busy to respond to the earnest cry of one such as Jairus. It says in the verse 24, "And Jesus went with him." No discussion, no questioning, no hesitations. Jesus went with him. Praise God for a Savior who responds instantly to our requests. God bless you.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.